我们来一同的读三处的圣经。
Let's read three scriptures.
第一处是在马太福音的九章九到十节。
First place in Book of Matthew, chapter 9, verse 9 through 10.
耶稣从那里往前走，看见一个人名叫马太坐在税关上，就对他说：“你跟从我来。”他就起来跟从了耶稣。耶稣在屋里坐席的时候，有好些税吏和罪人来，与耶稣和他的门徒一同坐席。
As Jesus passed on from there, he saw a man named Matthew sitting at the tax office, and he said to him, "Follow me." So he arose and followed him. Now it happened as Jesus sat at the table in the house that behold.Many tax collectors and sinners came and sat down with him and his disciples.
在这第十节，我们请大家注意，有一个字在中文的和合本里边是没有的。
Let's pay attention in verse 9. There's a word that's not translated in Chinese.
按照原来的文字和所有的英文版的圣经，第十节应该是耶稣在屋里坐席的时候，看啊。有好些税吏和罪人来与耶稣和他的门徒一同坐席。
In all the English versions, it uses, as Jesus sat at the table in the house, that behold, many tax collectors and sinners came and sat down with him and his disciples.
看呢，这个字虽然在中文的和合本里边是没有放进去，但是这个字对这本福音书的作者是有特别的意义的。
The wordBehold was not put in the Chinese translation, but this word is very meaningful to the author of this book.
第二处的圣经是在《格林多后书》的五章十七节。
Second place is Second Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17.
若有人在基督里，他就是新造的人，旧事已过，都变成新的了。
Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. All things have passed away, behold, all things have become new.
我们照着上下文，我们就能够很清楚地看见保罗在这里说旧事已过，他不是单单指着一两件的旧事情。
Paul has indicated not just one or two things in the past,
而是他的旧人生当中的一切的事情。
It's all things that happened in his life.
第二个保罗说，他说旧事已过，他这个已过不是单单指着让他就这么过去了。
And secondly, he said all things, the old things have passed away. It just doesn't mean it's just the old thing.
这个已过就是丢弃和弃绝的意思。
Passed away means forsake.
第三处是在腓立比书的第三章的七到八节。
In Philippians chapter 3, verse 7 and 8.
只是我先前以为与我有益的，我现在因基督都当作有损的。不但如此，我也将万事当作有损的，因我以认识我主基督耶稣为至宝，我以为他丢弃万事看作粪土，为要得着基督。
But what things were gained to me, these I have counted loss for Christ. Yet indeedI also count all things lost for the excellence of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things and count them as rubbish, that I may gain Christ.
我们有一点的祷告。
Let's pray.
亲爱的主，我们实在是感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
像我们的这样的一个罪人，我们居然能够蒙了主的恩典。
As a sinner that I am, I can be saved by grace.
因此我们在这里向你求一个更大的恩典，就是能够让我们站立在主你的面前。
We ask for more blessing that we can stand before you.
给我们一个敞开的天。
Open our heart.
使我们能够面对面的与你相见。
So we can see you face to face.
我们为着主你赐给我们的膏油，我们感谢你。
We thank you for your anointing.
不但是为着说的人，也为着听的人。
Not only for the speaking and also for the audience.
因为人若不是被圣灵感动，他口里就不能称耶稣基督为主的。
If not moved by the Holy Spirit, their hearts cannot call the Lord as Christ.
我们把我们自己仰望交在主你的手中。
We commit ourselves into your hands.
因为我们的一切都在乎你，也是为着你。
For all things that we have is for you.
听我们的祷告，靠主耶稣的圣名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. 当一个人遇见了主耶稣，这个人他就里边他就会有一个奇妙的改变。
When one met the Lord, inside of him will change.
这个改变就是这个人他会起身来跟从主耶稣。
This person will arise and follow Jesus.
这是我们每一个人的故事。
This is the story of everyone.
路加九章二十三节，主耶稣说：“若有人要跟从我，就当舍己，天天背起自己的十字架来跟从我。”
Luke chapter 9.
Yeah. 23.
Then he said to them all, If anyone desire to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me.
所以亲爱的弟兄姐妹，跟从主是我们遇见主耶稣以后，我们人生都有的一个奇妙的改变。
Brother and sister, this is a marvelous change in our lives when we met the Lord.
所以今天许多的人，我们多么巴不得我们就是跟从主的人。
Now today, everybody wants to follow the Lord.
我们也是跟从主的人。
We are the follower of the Lord.
但是主耶稣他对跟从他的人有一个要求的。
But the Lord asked for those followers.
就是若是有人要跟从他，他说你要舍己，背起自己的十字架，天天的来跟从他。
For those who want to follow me, he needs to deny himself and take up his cross to follow me.
那么什么是舍己？
What does it mean to deny yourself?
所以我们还是让主的话来回答主自己向我们所说的要求。
We'll let the Lord's words to answer his question.
所以我们今天就看到保罗他在腓立比书三章里边说到他自己人生里边的一段的经历。
When Paul speaks of his own experience in chapter 3 of Philippians,
他在前面的这个几句话里边，他说了一句话，他说我是希伯来人所生的希伯来人。
He speaks of himself as a Hebrew of Hebrews.
我们都知道犹太人在说到他们自己的祖宗，在数算他们自己家谱的时候，他们都是带着几分的骄傲的。
We know that the Israelites see themselves very proudly when they count those the ancestries.
但是保罗这个人，他在这个骄傲的上面，他又更往前走了一步。
But Paul is more further than proud of himself.
不但如此，他说，就这律法上的义来说，我是无可指责的。
Concerning the law, he's blameless.
他意思他就是说我是一个好人，是一个好到顶的一个好人。
He thinks of himself as righteous to the most.
是好人中的好人。
Even the righteous of the righteous.
是几乎完美无缺的人。
Almost perfect.
那么我们相信他这样说不是一个自吹自擂，而是他是有真情实据的。
We believe that is a fact to him that he's not boasting.
那么我们都知道当年的那个扫罗，也就是信主以前的那个保罗。
We know the Saul that before he accepted Christ.
他不但是在犹太宗教的里边，他有远大的前程。
He has a very good future.
他也年轻，他也力强。
He's young and strong.
他而且他有一流的德行。
He also has a good deed.
以至于他能够在众人的面前，他拍着胸脯说：“他说，就这律法上的义来说，我是无可指摘的。”
That's why he said concerning the righteous which is in the law, he's blameless.
然而，就是当这一个扫罗，他进到主耶稣基督的救恩的里边。
This Saul has entered into the salvation of the Christ.
他不但名字改了，他变成是保罗。
Not only he changed his name to Paul.
而且他在这里说：“我先前以为与我有益的，我现在因基督都当作有损了。”
He said that, but What things were gained to me, these I have counted loss for Christ.
哦，弟兄姐妹，今天我们是要何等的稀奇这句话。
Brother and sister, we need to marvel at these words.
因为我们在想，保罗他应该说，我先前以为与我有损的。
We think that he should say those things that were lost to me.
因为我们在想，他在林后五章他说，旧事已过。
Because in 2 Corinthians in chapter 5, he said all things have passed.
应该是那些五毒俱全的旧事已过。
All those things that have passed.
应该是那些坏脾气、坏习惯、坏名声等等等等的旧事已过。
Bad temper, bad temperament, all things have passed.
弟兄姐妹，当然我们知道说世人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀。
We know we are all sinned and lost.In the glory of God.
神的话当然是这样说的。
Of course, the word of God said that.
今天圣灵若光照我们，若圣灵就在此时此刻，圣灵若光照我们。
If the Holy Spirit enlightens us right now.
我们每个人当然都可以道出一箩筐的罪恶的事情来。
We all can confess that all the sins that we had.
但是我们连做梦都没有想到。
We cannot imagine that.
保罗他在这里是明明白白的说，我先前以为与我有益的。
But Paul clearly said that what things were gained to me.
这个有益的就是刚才我们所说的，他在犹太宗教里边曾经拥有的那个辉煌的功名。
What things were gained to me to Paul are those the marvelous accomplishments in the Judaism.
这些的功名是要靠追求出来的。
These accomplishments he needs to pursue.
这些的功名不是吹出来的，不是在屋子里想象出来的。
It's not in the imagination or he boasted.
在这些的功名里边有他多少的汗水和泪水。
He had labored to accomplish all that.
这个友谊是保罗这个人无可指摘的出身、地位、教育、修养和德行。
What things were gained, those are the, all his history and all his, what he has accomplished.
他不但是在这个腓立比书三章里边说到。
Not only in Philippians chapter 3 he spoke about.
他在加拉太书一章里边他也说到他的过去。
He also talked about his past in the Galatians chapter 1.
这也是让我们大大稀奇的一件事情。
We are amazed at that.
他是一个罪人，这是他承认的。
He admitted that he's a sinner.
但是在加拉太书一章里边，他说在我认识耶稣基督以前。
He said, before I knew Christ.
犹太的举国上下再没有一个人比我更有长进。
No one has growth in the spirit like me.
比扫罗这个人更加热心。
Is more jealous than Saul.
但是一旦当他站在我们主的荣耀光中的时候，
Yet before, when he stand in the glory of Christ,
这个能够在众人面前拍着胸脯说，就这律法上的义来讲，我是无可指责的这么一个人。
This person who said concerning the righteousness which is in the law, I am blameless.
现在他看见一件事情。
He see one thing.
这件事情是要了他命的事情。
This will take away his life.
那就是他必须把他救人救世里边所有的一切。
That he has to concerning all his old things in past.
我们要记住，是所有的一切，不是一两件事情。
Not just one or two, all.Things in the old past.
不单是坏的，也连同好的。
Not only the bad, also the good.
不单是恶的，也连同善的。
Not even the evil and the good.
他说，旧事已过，不单是失败的事情，也是他成功的事情。
In the failure and also the success.
他都要一概通通的推翻了，否定了，丢弃了，作废了。
He needs to deny and forget all that.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，这个叫做舍己。
Brother and sister, just means deny yourself.
在腓立比三章八节，保罗说：“我为主已经丢弃万事，看作粪土，为要得着基督。”
Paul said in Philippians chapter 3 that indeed I suffered the loss of all things and count them as rubbish that I may gain Christ.
他不是说我丢弃那一两件事情。
He didn't say just I lost one or two things.
他不是说丢弃那一两件叫我觉得在主耶稣面前脸红的事情。
Not just one or two things that I'm ashamed of.
他说丢弃万事了。
He said all things.
这个万事不但是他在他认识主以前的，也是在他认识主以后的。
All things that before he knew Christ and after he knew Christ.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，他不但丢弃了，他把他看作粪土。
Francis, not only he suffered the loss, he counted them as rubbish.
我们知道在圣经里边有好多种土的。
We know there are many different dirts in describing the Bible.
有泥土。
There are dirt.
有尘土。
And dust.
有沙土。
And sand.
有各种各样的土。
And different kind of dirt.
神并不离弃土的。
God did not forsake dirt.
若是这个土能够放在神的手中，它是有价值的。
If the dirt is in God's hand, it's value. It has value.
所以先知说，泥在窑匠手里怎样，以色列在神手里就怎样。
That's why prophets tell us that it, how the dirt is in God's hands, that's how Israel is in His hands.
所以我们就明白了，我们虽然是卑贱如土的人，但是他竟愿舍弃他的爱子来为我们。
Even though we are lowly as dirt, but He is willing to forsake His beloved Son.
这是我们在他眼中的价值。
This is the value in His sight.
但是只有一种土在主的眼中是没有价值的。
But only one kind of dirt is not valued.
那就是粪土。
That's rubbish.
所以保罗他用主的眼光来看他人生中的万事，他说我丢弃万事，我已经把它看作是粪土了。
So Paul sees it in God's sight that he forsakes all things and count them as rubbish.
所以弟兄姐妹，你看见了吗？
Sisters,
为什么我们说得着基督是一件要命的事情？
You see that to gain Christ is you have to give up your life.
因为我们丢弃己，丢弃那个坏的己，那个五毒俱全的己，是不要命的事情。
If you forsake those self-life, it doesn't take away your life.
甚至丢弃身体，丢弃财产的那个己，也不会要你人命的。
Even your physical body or the riches in your life, it will not take away your life.
但是叫这个扫罗他能够舍去行义为善的那个己，这是要他命的。
For Saul, that he did all the righteousness that will take away his life.
判他那个无可指摘的义人的死刑，而且立即执行的，弟兄姐妹，这是要他命的事情。
The judgment against the blameless righteousness that will take away his life.
当一个人在什么都看不见的黑暗的里边，
If one's in darkness that cannot see anything,
他手里若是有一根小小的蜡烛，
If he hold a little candle in his hand,
那么他就是全世界的伟人。
Then he will be the giant of the world.
因着他手里有这么一根小小的蜡烛，能够照亮他，照亮周围的环境。
Because he has this candle that can shine on all things around him.
那他做的就是一件全世界最了不起的事情。
Then he did a great thing for the world.
这是保罗所说的无可指摘。
This is what Paul means blameless.
但是现在这个人，他站在日头正午的日头之下。
Yeah, he stands in under the sun.
弟兄姊妹，难道他还有必要紧紧攥着手中那颗小小的蜡烛吗？
Does he need to hold on to that little candle?
我们有完全的理由，我们相信。
We have complete reason to trust.
当扫罗这个虔诚远大的宗教专家。
When Saul, this righteous religious giant,
他在大马色城外主的大光中扑倒的时候，
When he prostrated before the Lord outside of Damascus,
他不是仅仅身体扑倒了，
Not only physically he did,
他的灵他的魂都扑倒了，
His spirit, his soul also prostrate.
当一个人他这样扑倒的时候，他里边会明白一句话，
When he prostrated like that, he will understand one thing.
以赛亚六十四章先知这么说。
Isaiah chapter 64, he said.
人所有的义在神的面前都像破烂的衣服。
We are all like unclean things, and we are righteousness are like filthy rags.
我们在这里要看清楚，不是说人所有的恶在神的面前都像破烂的衣服。
God did not say all the evil is like filthy rags.
先知说人所有的义在神的面前都像破烂的衣服。
Prophet said all our righteousness are like filthy rags.
这是神放在先知口中的话。
These are the words that the prophet told us.
这是扫罗念了一辈子的话。
These are the words that Saul had read all his life.
但是只有他到了大马色城外，在主的大光中扑倒的时候，我可以肯定他心里终于明白了这句话：人的义在神的面前都像破烂的衣服。
Finally, he understood all our righteousness are like filthiness, or filthy rags when he prostrated before the Lord.
Oh, 亲爱的弟兄姐妹，先知所说都像破烂的衣服这句话，我站在这里，我实在是不能够照着原文把它真实的翻出来。
I cannot translate it from the original text that all our righteousness are like filthy rags.
说不出口的。
I cannot.Say that.
但是这是神放在先知口里的话。
But this is the words that the prophet had told us.
如果你真有心想要听这句话原来的意思的话，我们可以下面交通。
If you truly want to know the original text, I can fellowship with you afterwards.
我想这句话就能够帮助你认识保罗他为什么在腓立比书三章八节说，他说我要丢弃万事，看作粪土，为要得着基督。
That's why Paul can say that in Philippians, whom I suffer the loss of all things, can count them as rubbish, but I may gain Christ.
这个是舍己。
This is denying himself.
这是当一个人他遇见了我们的主以后，在他人生里边一个奇妙的改变。
This is a marvelous change after he met Christ.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，这是保罗的故事。
This is the story of Paul.
也应该是你和我的故事。
Also should be the story of ours.
威廉·凯利弟兄是十八世纪主在英国得知的，一个传福音的启蒙。
Brother William Carey, he's the ministry forerunners in 18th century.
这个弟兄很了不得。
He is very marvelous.
他被主得知以后，他就有一个远大的心智，他的眼光不仅仅看在传福音给在英国的人听。
He has foreseen that not only he wants to spread the gospel in England.
当主开他的眼睛的时候，他马上就看见在远方的印度。
He wants to spread the gospel to India.
在那个年代的里边，一个英国人要到印度去，就好像今天那个年代的里边，地球人要跑到月球上去一样。
In that generation, for an Englishman to go to India, it's just like now for Earthling to go to Mars.
他在英国不过是一个做鞋匠的。
He's only a shoe.Repair.
所以所有的弟兄姊妹这个当中虽然支持他，但是也有人问他的。
All brothers and sisters supported him, but there are some questioned him.
你一个鞋匠，你有什么钱跑到印度去？
What kind of money do you have to go to India?
有一个老弟兄问他，难道印度人还要需要你去修鞋子吗？
The old brother asked him that unless the Indians need you to repair their shoes.
但是他有坚定的意志。
But he has a firm commitment.
终于我们的主就带领他远离了英国，他到印度去传福音。
So our Lord lead him that he will leave England and go to India.
他一去就再没有回过他的家乡。
He never returned back.
他在那里受尽了难处。
He was suffered many torture.
但是靠着主的恩典
，By God's grace，
他的服事结出了佳美的果子。
His service had bear much fruit。
这些的佳美的果子在人看来是了不起的成就的。
These fruits are accomplishment。
可以说，日后马里逊、戴德生能够到中国去传福音，是直接受了威廉·凯利弟兄的影响。
All the other brothers that went to China for ministry, these are all affected by him.
在那个年代，在英国，在全世界，只要说到传福音的事情，我们弟兄的名字是一定要被提到的。
In that generation, when you mention the ministry work, you have to mention his name.
然而就在他快要离世的时候，
By the time he's about to pass away,
他坚持要人在他的墓碑的上面不刻他的名字和生辰的年月。
He insists not to put his name and birthplace on his tombstone.
他只要人在他的墓碑上面刻一行小字。
He just wants a sentence on his tombstone.
那行小字说：“一只可怜的小虫子躺在天父慈爱的怀抱里。”
A little bug that's lying in the bosom of God.
弟兄姐妹，这是一个真正认识和经历过什么叫做舍己的人。
He's the one that he has experienced denying himself.
保罗他在腓立比书三章八节说：“我已经为他丢弃万事，看作粪土，为要得着基督。”
Paul says in Philippians chapter 3 verse 8 that I count all things loss for the excellence of the knowledge of Christ my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things and count them as rubbish that I may gain Christ.
我们的弟兄当然是得着基督了。
Of course, our brother had gained Christ.
但是我们感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
这只是十字架得生命的路的一面。
This is the one side that on the cross, the way of the cross.
我们不要忘记了还有另外一面。
We should remember there's another side.
我们在圣经里边，我们来看另外一个人的故事。
Let's look at another person's story in the Bible.
从马太九章，我们知道马太是曾经是犹太人中做税吏的。
We know in chapter 9 of Matthew that Matthew is a tax collector.
他在马可二章和路加五章的里边告诉我们说，马太这个人他在信主以前他不叫马太而叫利未。
In Luke 2 and Mark 5 that he tells us his name was Levi.
我们常说名如其人。
We sometimes say that the name is represent the person.
利未是一个带着骄傲和自豪的名字。
Levi is a name with a proud。
在那个年代的里边，做一个税吏是没有理由不自豪、不骄傲的。
In that generation, a tax collector is very proud of themselves.
因为他们是成功的商人。
They are a successful businessman.
是精明的数学家。
They are mathematicians.
是学富五斗的文学家和历史学家。
They are the philosophy and the lecturer.
而且那个时候没有公务员退休制度。
At that time, there were no retirement.
所以，除非利未他自己要了自己的命。
Unless Levi took the life of himself.
要不然他发财是一路发到死的。
Otherwise, he'll be rich all the way to his death.
所以弟兄姊妹，不是每一个犹太人都这么好命的。
Not all Jews are very fortunate like him.
在马太九章的九节
，In Matthew chapter 9 verse 9，
我们看作者他只用了一个字眼，就很形象的点活了税吏利未这个人。
He pointed out in this person the Matthew，
说他是坐在税官上。
Matthew is sitting at the tax office。
这个坐，第一是高高在上的坐。
He sits on high。
因为过往的商人都要服在他的辖管之下。
Because all the business man has to be under him.
无论你是做国际贸易的还是做小本买卖的，你都要服在他的管辖的下面。
All business is governed under him, no matter it's international or local.
第二，这个坐是心满意足的坐。
This sitting means satisfied.
因为实在说，税吏在那个年代来讲，真是一份太好的职业了。
At that time, the tax collector is a very good job.
第三，这个坐是心理强大的坐。
The sitting means thirdly that he's very strong in heart.
因为你做一个税吏，你在万人的眼光下面，你还能坐在这个税官的上面。你的心理要足够强大的。
The tax collector in everybody's mind that he has to be strong in his mind.
毕竟税吏是为罗马人打工的。
Because tax collector worked for the Romans.
所以利未这个人他在同胞的当中他口碑是极差的。
Yeah, because he doesn't have a good name in his friends.
以至于当时在耶路撒冷的圣殿里边就有这么一个规定。
So there's a rule in the temple.
女的做娼妓，男的做税吏，是终身不能够进圣殿的。
The harlots of women, the tax collector of men cannot enter into the holy of temple.
但是利未他既然能够坐在税官的上面，那就是我们就知道了，他丝毫不在乎。
He doesn't care because he can sit at the tax office.
你恨你的不能叫我掉一斤肉。
You can hate me, but I don't care.
我做我的，做一天就有一天的收入的。
I sit here and do my job, then I can collect one day pay.
但是他连做梦也没有想到。
He did not imagine.
马太九章九节就说
Matthew 9 chapter verse 9 says,
耶稣从那里往前走。
Jesus passed on from there.
看见一个人名叫马太。
He saw a man named Matthew.
在中文的里边，我们觉得这个看见没有什么意思。
In Chinese, it doesn't mean much when he said the word saw.
我们每天都用两只眼睛去看见。
Every day we use our eyes to see.
有的人四只眼睛。
Some has four eyes.
我认识一个老人家有六只眼睛。
I knew an old person that he has six eyes.
因为他在近视眼的上面还要再戴副散光眼镜。
On the nearsighted glass, he need to wear another one.
所以我们读中文圣经的时候，我们觉得耶稣看见就是耶稣看见了。
When we read Chinese, when Jesus saw, then that means Jesus saw.
但是在原来的文字里边
，In the original text,
主耶稣的看见是非同寻常的一个字眼。
The word Jesus saw is a different word than the usual word.
是那种带着穿透力的看见。
It has a penetration power.
只一眼就看到了这个人的心里头去了。
He saw and this sight went into this man's heart.
这个利未他坐在税官的上面，他整天被千人看万人看，他怎么都面不改色的。
Levi sits at the tax office and he was saw by millions, but he never changed his countenance.
因为我们说他实在是一个心理够强大的人。
Because he has a strong heart.
但是任何人都经不起主耶稣的一看。
But no one can bear the sight of the Lord.
就那么一看，他就再坐不下去了。
Only Jesus saw him, then he cannot sit at the tax office anymore.
圣经说，税吏利未他就起来跟从了耶稣。
So the Bible tells us, so he arose and followed Jesus.
你看见了没有？没有一点的犹豫，没有一点的拖泥带水的。
He did not doubt.
不单是像扫罗变保罗一样，利未现在的名字改变成了马太。
Just as like Saul became Paul, he changed his name Levi to Matthew.
而且税官上那条板凳代表他的旧人生的一切。
The seat at the tax office means all the old self.
那个商人。那个数学家，那个文学家，那个历史学家，那个公务员，终身的福利，个性、习惯，好的、坏的，等等等等。利未、马太，他就判了自己救人的死刑。
Whatever that represent Levi, the history and the retirement, all he had, he judged himself to death.
当一个在税官上能够坐得住的税吏，他推翻了自己所坐的凳子的时候，你就知道他把旧人生的一切都通通推翻了，他不要了。
He overturned himself. You know that he doesn't want his old self.
弟兄姊妹，为什么？
Why?
只有一个答案，因为他眼睛都开了。
Only one answer. His eyes was open.
他看见了神的儿子的荣耀。
He saw the glory of the Son of God.
我们若是转回头来看四本福音书，
When we turn back to all the four books of gospel,
不单单是马太，
Not only Matthew,
所有那些跟从主耶稣的门徒，
All those disciples that followed Jesus,
彼得、安德烈、雅各、约翰，直到今天，
Peter and
Andrew,
Andrew and all the disciples.Today,
可以说所有跟从主耶稣的人，我们都是在一个经历，在一个故事的里边。
We are in one story and one experience.
但是弟兄姊妹，
But brothers and sisters,
眼睛得开，看见主的荣耀是一回事。
There's one matter that your eyes are opened.
看见自己又是另外一回事。
On the other hand, whether you see yourself,
我们实在是感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
马太这个人的故事并没有结束在这里。
Matthew's story did not end here.
他不是像我们所看的那些白雪公主动画片的里边讲，哦，这个从此以后他们就过着幸福的生活。
It's not like the animation stories that ended happily after.
在马太九章的十节。
In chapter 9 verse 10.
耶稣在屋里坐席的时候。
When Jesus sat at the table,
那个马太他在这里就说：“看呐、啊，有好些税吏和罪人来，与耶稣和他的门徒一同坐席。”
Matthew said, "Behold, many tax collectors and sinners came and sat down with him."
这个看呐、啊，是马太他在重生得救以后特别喜欢用的一个字。
The word behold is the favorite words of Matthew.
以至于在整本的马太福音的里边，他把这个字重复用了62次。
In the whole book of Matthew, he used this word behold 62 times.
这是一个人眼睛得开的字眼。
This is the word that after his eyes were opened.
在马太九章的九节以前，这个字从来没有出现过。
This word had never been used before chapter 9, verse 9.
但是当我们的主一眼看见了马太以后，这个字就出现了。
After the Lord saw him, this word appeared.
他的眼睛得开了。
His eyes were opened.
别人看不见的，他现在看见了。
He can see those who cannot see.
与主耶稣同坐席。
He was seated with the Lord.
马太他当然看见了他旧时的同伴，因为他说有好些税吏和罪人来。
Of course, he saw those companions. He said many collectors and sinners.
他当然也看见了他的新的同伴，因为说主耶稣和他的门徒一同的坐席。
He also saw the new companion, Jesus and his disciples.
但是当他看见在这些人群当中的自己的时候，他说了一句话：“看哪、啊，有好些罪人和税吏来。”
When he see himself among the multiples, he said many collectors and tax collectors and sinners.
后来在马太的第十章，
In chapter 10 of Matthew,
作者他就记录了主耶稣所呼召的十二个门徒。
He recorded the 12 disciples of Jesus.
他一个一个的说到他们的名字。
He spoke of the names of those disciples.
但是唯独说到他自己的时候，
Only when he spoke of himself.
他特别用了一个形容词放在自己的名字的前面。
He used a title description.
弟兄姊妹，你不觉得这很稀奇吗？因为这个是马可和路加同样的记录里边都没有的。
Aren't you marvel at this? Because in the book of Luke and Mark did not record the same way.
只有在马太的十章三节，那里马太自己说，税吏马太。
Only in chapter 10 verse 3 that he said Matthew the tax collector.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们不要忘记了。
Brothers and sisters, do not forget.
当年马太他在写这本福音书，在写这句话的时候，
When Matthew wrote about this story in that generation,
是初期教会最兴旺的时候，
is the peak of the first generation of church.
在那个时候，你再要找税吏立位，已经再找不到了。
You cannot find any tax collectors.
因为若有人在基督里，他就是新造的人。
If anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation.
旧事已过，都变成新的了。
All things have passed away.
取而代之的是在基督里边的新人门徒马太，使徒马太。
What substitutes the old is the new creation, the Matthew, the disciple.
不但如此，圣灵还把一个极其荣耀的托付给了这个人。
Not only that, the Holy Spirit had given him a burden.
叫他为着教会写下马太福音。
For the church, he wrote down the book of Matthew.
在那个年代的里边，前面读经的弟兄告诉我们说。
At that time, brother and sister, a brother told us.
马太福音几乎是每个主日在各地的教会聚会的时候都要读的。
The book of Matthew is read.Everywhere.
所以我们当然知道马太这个人他是初期教会家喻户晓式的人物。
So we know Matthew is known everywhere.
所以弟兄姊妹，这是何等荣耀、何等尊荣的事情。
This is so glorious and honorable.
这不是他自己挣来的，是我们主放在他身上的。
He did not earn this himself.
但是今天这个事情若是放在我们身上，我们不知道要多么的敲锣打鼓、抬轿子、吹喇叭，我们要让全世界的人都知道我是马太。
If this had happened to us, we would announce loudly that everybody should know that I am Matthew.
你们知道吗？你们读的这本福音书是我写的。
Do you know that I wrote this book of Matthew?
我为了他舍了己。
I had denied myself for.
我舍弃了我做成功商人的人生。
I denied my successful life.
我舍弃了我的一切，我要了自己的命。
I denied all things and gave my life.
但这不是马太的故事。
But this is not the story of Matthew.
无论什么时候，这个人他只要回想自己的人生。
No matter when he's reminded of himself.
他回想当初自己蒙恩的情形。
When he remembered when he was saved.
他永远不会忘记说一句话。
He will never forget that he said.
看哪，有好些税吏和罪人来。
Behold, many tax collectors and sinners came.
他永远不会忘记他不过是一个税吏。
He'll never forget that he's only a tax collector.
一个十足地道的罪人。
A sinner.
如今成了何等的人，都是蒙主的恩才能够成的。
He became such a man that it's all because of the grace of God.
弟兄姊妹，这是马太的故事。
This is the story of Matthew.
也是我们每一个蒙恩罪人的故事。
It's also the story of all sinners saved by grace.
保罗弟兄他在晚年的时候。
In the latter time of Paul.
他生命已经达到成熟的顶峰。
When his life is at the peak.
以至于主可以把他心目当中那个最最顶峰的那个启示能够可以放在他的里边。
The Lord gave him the most glorious revelation.
这是写以弗所书、腓立比书、哥罗西书和腓利门书的那个时候的保罗。
This is the Paul that he wrote the Galatians, Philippians, and so on.
他在写给提摩太的第一封信里边说。
In the first Timothy,
耶稣基督降世为要拯救罪人，这话是可信的。
He said, "This is a faithful and saying and worthy of all acceptance that Christ Jesus came into the world."
因为这个话就证实在我这个人身上。
Because this is proven in my life.
但是他在后面说了一句话。
He also said that.
在罪人中，我是一个罪魁，然而我蒙了怜悯。
I am a chief sinner, yet I'm being saved.
弟兄姐妹，在原来的文字里边
，In the original text,
那个是不是过去式，而是永远现在式。
Of whom I am is the continuous
infinitive present tense.
Infinity.
这是一种特别的语法。
This is a very different tense.
用来表达一个永远不改变的事实。
It used to represent that a fact that will never change.
这个事实是在每一个遇见了耶稣的人身上的。
This is the fact that all the sinners saved by grace.
用保罗的话说，他就说我不是说我曾经是罪人中的罪魁。
In Paul's words, he didn't say that I am the sinner in the old life.
而是说不但是曾经，也是现在，也是将来，我永远都是罪人中的罪魁。然而我蒙了怜悯。
I'm the chief sinner that not only now, in the future, and forever, that I'm saved.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，但愿主的话能够教我们这些健忘的人能够回转。
May the Lord's word that will help us to know that we'll turn back.
能够叫我们这些常常迷糊的人能够靠着主的恩典再回到十字架得生命的路上。
We'll return back to the way of the cross.
无论我们在这条路上我们跑到什么样的地步。
No matter what position you're on this way of the cross.
我们在这条路上多么的蒙恩。
We are blessed on this way.
我们能在这条路上被主用到一个什么程度？
No matter how you are used by the Lord on this way.
巴不得我们都永远爱唱刚才我们唱的那首诗歌，我是个罪人，蒙主恩。
We will always sing that hymn that we sing, the sinner saved by grace.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
亲爱的主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
我们把你的宝贝的话，我们藏在我们里边。
We store your precious word in our heart.
像诗人在你面前所说，我把你的话深藏在我心里，免得我得罪你。
As the hymn that tells us that I store your words that I may not sin against you.
我们也深知听话的是我们。
We know that we heard your words.
但让这个话行出生命能力的是主你自己。
But the words will represent the power of life is you.
我们感谢你。
We thank you, Lord.
为着过去的日子，我们感谢你。
We thank you for the past days.
为着前面我们要奔的路程，我们依靠你。
We rely on you for the way that we will run.
愿你恩待我们。
May you bless us.
让我们跑完行程。
So that we will finish this route.
在你再来的时候，你能够得着一个叫你满意的器皿。
You will gain this vessel that's pleasant to you.
我们祷告祈求乃是奉主耶稣的圣名。
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.